Hello. Hi. So, as I said, my name is Nathaniel, and right now I work as a tax consultant, and I've just been asked to share my testimony up here. So, I first started going to Lighthouse, I guess, about 1 year ago almost, but I just want to share a little bit about before I was a Christian. So, I grew up in the church always since I was little, but never really took it seriously, just kind of ran through the motions because that's what I was supposed to do. That's what I thought being a Christian really was. I never really realized what it meant to have a relationship with Christ, and I never really understood what it meant to really love Christ. All I thought was just going to church, do the right thing, try not to quote-unquote sin, and that was the extent of it. So for the most part, I was a pretty good boy, I guess, and that's all I did. But I never really internalized it, and that pretty much kept up all the way until high school. And when I was in high school, I felt like, you know, basically all I did was just that. I just go to school, I just did my regular schoolwork and just acted like how I wanted to act. But as long as I just went to church, as long as I tried to give a little bit of money to church, as long as I was nice to my siblings, then that's all it was about. I never knew anything more. And I never really felt the sin of my soul because I just kind of ignored it. That's all I thought was just live the Christian life. So there was never really a part of me that said, okay, I'm sinning. Or, you know, God will just forgive it, put it that way. And that was just all pride. But when I was in high school, my older sister, Marissa started going to Grace Community Church. And she had a turning point in her life. And she really began to have really solid biblical teaching under John MacArthur. And she began to challenge me in thinking like, oh, well, you know, all you think is just go to church, just be nice to people, and that's all you think Christianity is really about. But that's not really the case. So that kind of got me thinking a little bit, okay, well, you know, I guess. But I'm not going to really take the plunge deep into it. But at the same time in high school, you know, anyone who's in high school now, they know you're dealing with juggling school and there's drama with friends and you play on a team or you're involved in extracurriculars, a lot of things that struggle. And on top of that, if you're struggling with, like, family problems, then everything seems to be kind of crumbling and falling apart. So especially when you're in high school, you're looking for answers. You're trying to find yourself. Not so much like in college you're trying to find yourself, but you're trying to see, you know, well, how do I get through this? Well, a lot of these questions that my sister posed to me was really challenging me, and I began to ask them to my other friends who claim to be Christians, including one of them is my now wife, Denise. But she began to explain to me what it really means to be a Christian and what her testimony was too. And I remember asking a lot of these questions to other Christians saying, well, yeah, you would die for Christ, I mean, I guess, but would you be tortured for him? And they would answer, yeah. So that really got me thinking, okay, well, what does it mean to really have a relationship with Christ? And that really made me reevaluate what the gospel meant. And that slowly began to have a pull on my heart of what it means to have sin in me and pride and just lust and anger and all those things became much more real when I began to slowly understand what the gospel really was. And I can't really say exactly when in high school I became a Christian, but all I knew was around junior year, that was the turning point of when these things began to slowly become more real, began to be more real in my life. So from there, I went to college and I went to Berkeley and I went to Evangel Bible Church. And that's when I first really began to experience what it was like to have fellowship with other believers and what it was like to have real biblical teaching in my life. So that helped me grow a lot more. And even now, as I'm at Lighthouse, after coming from Berkeley, going down to LA, I'm still on the path of sanctification and just really realizing what it means for my own sin and knowing that Jesus Christ did die on the cross for me, not just to take away my sin, but to impute on me in righteousness too. Knowing that it's not any of these works that I did when I was in high school or even now, it's none of these things, but it's really about the grace of God. And it's really through faith, through grace alone. So now through Lighthouse, you know, that's what I hope to do, to continue, not as a workspace thing, but through faith, to continue to be sanctified and to serve the church and really learn what it means to be part of a church family. So thanks.